Welcome to Astros Baseball, a podcast by a fan for the fans of the Houston Astros. Here's your host, Rob Fontenot.
Astros Baseball is brought to you by Ram Shirts. Ram Shirts offers custom printed and embroidered apparel. They offer direct-to-garment printing for small runs and screen printing for larger runs. Follow them on Twitter and Instagram at Ram Shirts. Go to ramshirts.com for all your custom apparel needs.
Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to this episode of Astros Baseball. Tonight's episode, it's Friday night. This was totally an unplanned episode. But the reason I wanted to do it is because today was exciting. It was very exciting for me. There was a lot of action. There was a lot of stuff going on today. Today was the deadline for teams to protect players from the Rule 5 draft. The Astros had some decisions to make. Other teams had decisions to make, but I don't really care about other teams. So let's start with this. If you are unfamiliar with what the Rule 5 draft is, it takes place every December. And the reason they have the Rule 5 draft is to prevent teams from stockpiling too many young players. To be eligible for the Rule 5 draft, if you are signed at the age of 18 or younger, 5 years after signing a contract with that team, you have to be added to the 40-man roster after five seasons or you are eligible. If you're signed at 19 years or older, which usually goes for college kids, then you have to be added to the 40-man roster after 4 seasons. And so they have players that need to be protected. And on this episode, I'll tell you who they did protect. I'll tell you who they also didn't protect. And one guy they didn't protect was surprising to me. I didn't even know that this was something that was possible. So they protected 4 guys. Here's number one. We've been talking about him for 2 or 3 weeks here. This was, out of all of them, the biggest no-brainer. Jeremy Peña, shortstop. Is he going to be the shortstop in 22? Maybe 23? More than likely. Shortstop of the future, definitely. Guaranteed. They also protected right-handed pitcher Sean Dubin. And I don't know much about him, and I honestly don't even know if I'm saying his name right. But if you follow Astros Future, you can see some videos of him. And the guy's got some nasty stuff. The guy's got a pretty good strikeout ratio. Very promising young pitcher. I believe he's 26. I looked him up a little bit. 26 years old. They saved. Left-handed pitcher Jonathan Bermudez. They protected him. He was with Corpus last year, and he was the Astros minor league pitcher of the year, along with my good buddy Luke Berryhill, who was the player of the year. So you have offense and pitcher. And so that also should have been a no-brainer, and he got protected. And here's the cool thing about him, that when he does come up with the Astros, remember this if you're listening, but he's also a barber. He gives the players on the team haircuts, but I think that some story that I read that they only get one. There's some story about that. But once he gets to maybe Sugarland or gets to the Astros, for sure, you'll probably hear about this on Bases Loaded if he's given, you know, people, or he's given the Astros some fresh haircuts in the locker room. And they also saved, I mean protected, because it's the same thing. But they protected Joe Perez. And some people say Pettis. Either way you want to take it. Place first, place third. You have the, you know, the talk of Bregman moving to shortstop by some people. I haven't heard that ever coming from anybody from the Astros. I personally don't see that happening. He can play first. He can play third. It's pretty good to have someone like that. He's the Astros' 10th overall prospect. So he's been at it. So they got a shortstop of the future, a right-handed pitcher, left-handed pitcher, and a guy that can play first and third. I've never known how to say this guy's name, but Nova, the shortstop, the young shortstop, they didn't protect him, but he actually cleared waivers, and he will be back with the Astros again this season. And the way the waivers go, when a team does not protect a guy, he has to go through waivers. And every team, not every team, but what you do is whoever had the worst record, it's probably the Orioles, they get first shot at him. And apparently nobody wanted him. But there was somebody wanted. And this is one of the things that made me want to do tonight's show is I didn't even know this was going to be possible. This guy pitched for the Astros until he got hurt. I mean, I looked at him as a major league player, someone that's going to help the bullpen next season, possibly be a starter in the future, because he is a starter in minor leagues. And I'm talking about someone that's been on this podcast a couple of times, Kent Emmanuel. The guy that came in and gave the Astros 8 2/3 innings when Odorizzi got hurt. They got rid of him. They didn't really get rid of him, but they didn't protect him. And who's, I don't know how bad the Phillies were, but the Phillies grabbed him. That really shocked me. I don't know what's going on here. But they didn't protect Kent Emmanuel. They protect Sean Dubin. A guy that, I mean, I don't know what it is. I mean, this guy is, Kent Emmanuel did amazing. He was really good, in my opinion. I don't have the stats, but it's not all based on that one game. He was pretty reliable. He just got hurt. And so he was claimed off the waivers by the Philadelphia Phillies. So they were probably pretty bad. And so after all of this action today, this was according to Jake Kaplan, who's going to come on the podcast soon. I guess I was kind of confused about the dates, and I asked him to come on after Thanksgiving, and that's actually like a week away. So he's going to come on. He would have been nice to have him on today. But he said the 40-man roster is now full, and they're going, this was hours ago, earlier today. The Astros are going to need to make a corresponding move because the 40-man roster's full, but they also signed Justin Verlander, so he has to be placed on the roster as well. So then this came up on Twitter. I guess I'll tell you what happened. So the Astros trade Garrett Stubbs, who was the Astros' third catcher, to Philadelphia. for an outfielder, Logan Cerny, who was the Phillies' 10th round pick in 2021. Some people say, why would they trade Garrett Stubbs for an outfielder? We don't need any outfielders. But this, they just drafted this guy, though. This guy's very young. He's out of Troy, so he was a junior. So that means he's, look at the Rule 5 draft, more than likely 19 or older. So they got 4 seasons to see what happens. And some of you like Garrett Stubbs. You know, he pumps the guys up on the bench. I like him. I interviewed him when he played for the Express when they were in San Antonio. Very, very nice guy. I talked to him longer than anybody else. I like Garrett Stubbs. And the reason this is good, if you're a fan of Garrett Stubbs, this is why it's good. He's actually going to get a chance to play. They have Real Muto, but, you know, he could compete for the backup spot instead of bouncing back and forth. You know, he's with the Astros have Maldonado, they have Castro. They don't need him. It's not like, I mean, unless one of them get hurt. But if you look at the prospect list, and I don't have it, I'm just saying off the top of my head, I think the Astros' number one prospect is Corey Lee. He's a catcher. He could be the backup catcher in 2023. I don't know. We have him. We have Luke Berryhill, who I just brought up earlier. He was the player of the year, minor league player of the year for the Astros. Maybe he'll be catching for the Astros in a couple of years. But if you like Garrett Stubbs, I like Garrett Stubbs. I'm excited about him getting a chance to play. Make the roster, stay on the roster, catch once a week. Not come up, sit on the bench in the playoffs. Come up, sit on the bench when someone's hurt. I mean, I'm happy for him that he gets a chance. And here is something that was pointed out. And I'd have to, yeah. I don't want to say your name wrong. Arginus Rashad, a friend of mine on Twitter, and he listens to the podcast. Sorry if I said your name wrong. I apologize. But he pointed out this, so thank you for this, because I didn't even know. So the Astros trade to the Phillies. The Phillies pick up Ken Emanuel. Guess who the Astros play opening day, Minute Maid Park. 2022, the Phillies. We could see Garrett Stubbs, we could see Kent Emanuel on opening day, Minute Maid Park. Other news, Major League Baseball, Ohtani and Bryce Harper win MVP. Bryce Harper got all that money, did nothing, and then came back this year winning the MVP. I don't know who else could have won National League. I don't really pay attention. But my opinion is this. Ohtani, I mean, it's been a while. It's been a while since there's a clear-cut winner like this. I believe he got all 30 votes. 30 first-place votes, if that's what the number is. But how could you not? This guy's Cy Young caliber pitcher, all-star, MVP at the plate. I mean, it was a no-brainer. Another thing I saw was the Rangers, Texas Rangers, cellar dweller, extended their manager's contract through the season, 2023 season. So what does that mean? It's like a Bo Porter type thing. Here you can just continue managing us until we actually call some players up, make some moves, and try to compete again. Who knows? Cleveland Guardians. You remember they came up with that new name. The Indians went to the Guardians, and they had some kind of dispute getting sued by a roller derby team in Cleveland. Somehow that got resolved, and they are officially today the Cleveland Guardians. I looked at the top 25 free agent list. Carlos Correa, number one. Corey Seager, number two. Chris Bryant, Max Scherzer, Trevor Story, Semien. You got Semien, Story, Seager, Correa. Four of the top six free agents are shortstops. Number seven, Robbie Ray. Cy Young winner, free agent. Javier Baez, another shortstop. Freddie Freeman. And then Justin Verlander. I don't know how updated this is, but they had Justin Verlander at number 17. So congratulations. The Astros got the number 17 free agent. So coming up on Sunday, I don't know if I'm going to put this out on Sunday or not, and hopefully these come through. But I do have a couple of guests lined up, and both of them are Sunday. So if I do both of them on Sunday, I'll release one on Sunday, and then I'll release another one, you know, probably on Wednesday. But one of my guests will be Barry S. Bloom, who's a sports writer, and he's the one that wrote that story about how the managers, I don't know about all of them, but, you know, they actually sit at the table with the executives, the higher-ups, and they pick the lineups, and they have a lot of input. It's almost like, you know, they don't even make the decisions for the team. And I really don't know the whole story, but I thought it was interesting, and I wanted him to come on and talk about it. Hopefully you guys will find that interesting. And then also John McLaren, who was a seventh-round draft pick by the Houston Astros in the 70s, never made it out of the minor leagues, reached AAA, but he became a manager in minor league baseball with Toronto. Then he actually coached for the Blue Jays. He coached third base for the Blue Jays, and then he was the bench coach for the Mariners. He took over for a manager who got fired, and then he was the manager in 2008, and he eventually got fired because they had such a high payroll. But anyway, this John McLaren, he went to Westbury High School in Houston. So he's a Houston guy, drafted by Houston. Both of these guys live in Phoenix, and they know each other. So they both said the other guy is going to be a great guest. So hopefully you enjoy that, folks. Barry S. Bloom, John McLaren, that's coming up in the next few podcasts, unless some exciting stuff comes up and we'll do another one. But anyway, I do appreciate you tuning in. Have a good weekend. We'll see you next time here on Astros Baseball.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Astros Baseball. Be sure to subscribe to be alerted when there's a new episode. Follow Rob on Twitter @RobFontenot.